Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Order Military Radio TV once again. Coming to you on this Sunday to talk about a topic no one wants to talk about. George Soros. Who is he? Why does he hate the West? And why is he so untouchable? Welcome, Brother Alexis.
Thank you, AJ, and I'm glad to be back on Order Military Radio TV. Talk about this topic, which is itself untouchable.
We'll see if YouTube keeps it, but if it doesn't, I know BitChute will, which will be our second upload place.
Okay.
So, who is George Soros?
Georgi Schwartz. That's his real name, Georgi Schwartz. So his father was a Russian Jew, and they moved to Hungary, and he moved to Hungary, and they changed the name to Soros before the Second World War to avoid being persecuted as Jews. So his father is Jewish by blood. His father was ashamed of being a Jew. He didn't want to appear as a Jew. He wanted to mix with Gentiles. He wanted to... I don't think they were observant Jews. I didn't think they followed the Torah or any of the ritual things. In fact, Georgi says that he doesn't mind the fact that Jews want their own state to be Israel, but he's not really in favor of doing anything like that. No, but what characterizes his family is the love of money. That is the real religion of Georgi. And they lived in Hungary, and they helped some Hungarians who had Jewish relations, wives, relatives, hide that fact from the Nazis, and he had close relative work, collaborate with the Nazis in confiscating Jewish property, which was a way of getting wealthy and also avoid being persecuted, collaboration. And so right from the start, Georgi shows that he doesn't have any morality. Just making money. If he could make money off Jews, he'd do it just as well as he'd make it off non-Jews. So,
did he always hate the West?
Well, I wouldn't say directly, formally, he's a man who hates other people. What it is he wants to make money regardless of any morality. So, you have to understand that in the Christian system of civilization, making money is considered honest if you don't do it by unjust means. But in the in an atheistic mind, or even in the Talmudic system, if you can make money off non-believers, it's considered perfectly honest and just. So it's not that he left Hungary after the war with lots of money in his pocket. He didn't. But he started working in banks as an investment banker because investment bankers got a percentage of the transaction. So he's always worked in jobs where he's taking money from other people's pockets. I don't think he's ever worked a hard day in his life. He's never dug a trench. He's never sweated up. I don't think at all. He's always convinced other people to give him money. So after working in a couple of investment banks and making tons of money, I think he made $500,000 in the 50s, which is extraordinary. He was in the 50s, $500,000 would be worth like the way to really make money, started an investment firm, and that's what he did. And in his investment firm, 20% of all the profits went right to his pocket. And so he founded one out in Curacao and in the Caribbean, and then he founded one in France, and he's kept that basic model. And got other people to invest in hedge funds, where he'd make money off protecting your assets. He was just really sucking some stride. This is why he had investment banker. But then he went on to money manipulation, and that's where he starts his political career, which has made him so infamous around the world.
In the article by Daily Wire, on the 9 things you need to know about George Soros, it says he's a convicted felon. He was convicted of insider trading in France in 2002. Let's see here. The court determined that he had acted with the knowledge that the bank might be a takeover target, according to Bloomberg. The court ordered Soros to pay 2.2 million euros or 2.9 million in restitution. Did he do that?
I guess he did. We assume he did it for the court order. But these kind of insider deals are the way all these shysters who want to become billionaires get their money. They're doing something dishonest. That's why honest people never get wealthy because they follow the rules. The dishonest people either break the rules or they find some way of robbing other people that's not yet illegal, like Milken did in the 80s with his way of things. So he got an investment fund in England. He knew the British government was having some problems on the valuation of the pound, and he bought all these futures to sell the pound low. And what a future is that you buy an agreement to sell something that someone else has, okay? And you're hoping it goes down, because if the value goes down, you buy it back on the market at a low price and give the item back to the person who loaned it to you straight at the beginning. So a futures dealer doesn't add anything in value. What he's doing is he's making money off the devaluation of prices. So when he saw that the British pound might get devaluated, he got a bunch of investors together who owned the British pound. He sold them short. He decreased the value of the British pound, and then he bought it back up at a low price, and he made $1 billion, and he caused the British government to lose $3.8 billion from the Treasury in attempt to maintain the British pound. So the event is that he broke the Bank of England. And having done that and made so much money, he went on to do it to other countries around the world, Southeast Asia, Argentina, and a lot of what he does in the West is designed to that. It manipulate currencies and make quick money off nothing. And so since money is his only goal in life, I think that's what it's all about. That's how he made his billions. As I say, he didn't probably have 50,000 even when he left Hungary. So, but already by the 80s, 90s, he's a billionaire.
When did he get with Donald Trump to build the hotel in Chicago?
I think it was the 80s or 90s. He invested $150 million in Donald Trump's company to build a hotel there in Chicago. So they've been close friends. And if anyone thinks that Trump's going to arrest George Soros, they're smoking weed. That won't happen. Matter of fact, George Soros invested millions of dollars to see that Ted Cruz would not win the Republican primary. And that is, political analysts think that was probably because George Soros was betting that Trump would win the presidency, and then he would have a friend in the White House, which is exactly going on. And this is a disconnection, really. I think was overlooked by anyone until the whole question of Antifa comes forward.
Yeah. You see all this left-wing media, like, how can they get their story so united, almost same tune, same vocal pattern, same everything? It appears George Soros funds this.
Yeah, so it's long been thought that most of what's going on in the world that we see in the media is just theater to manipulate the masses. And here we have asked questions which we can't really answer. So Trump clearly shot himself in the foot by kowtowing to the Bill Gates, Fauci myth of a pandemic. He destroyed the American economy. So he puts his re-election in grave doubt. So all of a sudden, Antifa starts these riots, and the riots on one hand make it appear to the Democrats that it will help the Democrats win the election. But I think what's really going to happen is the rioting is going to get people to vote for Trump. So it might be that Soros is funding riots in America to see that his friend stays in the White House so that he can continue his money manipulation, and that Soros really has no concern about politics, doesn't care about Democrats, Republicans. He cares about plunging the stock market down so that he can buy up low prices and then bunching it back up or manipulating currency. So I know what I just said might seem extremely radical to everyone, We have to understand that people have no morals, don't act on the basis of what we think is right.
So, you funded the Media Research Center. Now, in 2011, Soros has ties to over 30 news outlets in the mainstream media, for instance. At the time of the MRC report, the Soros-funded ProPublica Journalism Advisory Board featured the following journalists: Jill Abramson, news executive editor of the New York Times; Kerry Smith, the senior vice president of editorial quality of ABC News; Cynthia Tucker, editor of editorial page of the Atlanta Journal Constitution. Abrams, who has now since been fired from the Times, is now a columnist for The Guardian. Tucker is no longer the editor at the AJC, but is a syndicated columnist and commentator. The following members of the media have also been on the board of or advisory boards of source groups as well: Christine Amanpour, anchor of ABC Sunday's morning political affairs program, This Week with Christine Amanpour, reliable lefty. She is called Tax Cut Giveaways, the Tea Party Extreme, and Obama, very Reagan-esque. Matt Thompson, editorial product manager at National Public Radio, the adjunct faculty member of the prominent Poynter Institute. On and goes.
It's the standard modus operandi that the Rothschild family perfected. If you can gain influence over the media outlet, you can influence public opinion. And that doesn't have really value to anyone, but if you're involved in investment, stock exchanges, future sales, things like this, it's very important because you want to create panic and you want to create hope. And you want to control that movement so that in anticipating what's going to happen, because you're controlling it, you can make bets on the market and make your outcome investment much more secure for yourself. Because if you can manipulate stock markets, financial markets, then you can basically pump money out of honest working people's pockets or government and into your own. And that's the method perfected by the Rothschild family, and the fact that George Soros is following in that is not surprising, because it's an effective method. Once you start ripping people off to the tune of billions of dollars a year, it's easy to buy up little media personalities for money and honors and here and that. That gets fooled like that. Okay. When you want them to say it, how that you want them to say it.
The update on a few of these names: Amanpour is now the CNN chief international correspondent and host of Amanpour. Thompson is now the deputy editor of The Atlantic. Norris now works for the Race Card Project. Bronstein has since left Hearst for a bigger role as Soros funded Center for Investigation. Boardman is now the dean of the School of Media and Communication at Temple University.
And you can see all those news outlets you named, I don't think one of them criticized the so-called COVID-19 narrative that was being pushed by Bill Gates. But they're all working together. They're all friends. They're all Bilderbergers. It's one trick after another to bankrupt national governments and transfer the wealth of whole nations into the pockets of just a very few people. They're criminals, international criminals, but they operate in an area which is not yet criminalized in civil law, and so they get away with it.
So the 9 things you need to know about George Soros. It says Soros created a shadow party of leftist organizations that basically have control of the Democrat Party. What do you know about it?
I was not surprised to read that report, though I since I know very little about the Democratic Party other than it's good to stay away from it, it's not surprising because the Democratic Party has no platform anymore. But I'm old enough to know, have seen how the Democratic Party has moved from really working for the poor and for the common man to being only at the service of the interests of globalists and the highest, richest elite. So it doesn't surprise me they sold themselves out long ago. But it's a very effective model if you can set up like 537 different committees on small scales by giving them money. You can get on a local level by giving a $10,000 donation, get 20 people to follow your agenda, because once you give them $10,000, they expect you're going to give them another, and they'll serve you for free, you know. And from the root up, control the Democratic Party. So it's not surprising. It's probably why Biden is going to be the candidate and not someone of Hispanic or a different ethnicity. These globalists are all, you know, they're pretty much racist. It's a lot of them are Jewish, not all of them are Jewish, but if they choose a black, it has to be someone or only half black.
Let's see. In one of the other reports, it was kind of shocking, you know, George Soros didn't like Barack Obama.
Well, you know, saying they didn't like him is, you know, maybe personally didn't like him. I mean, Barack Obama didn't have any personal characteristics that would make him sociable in high society. So he might not like him because he's for racial reasons, you know, also because he was, you know, Barack Obama is rather a low intellectual level, other than he's a very good talker and street corner huckster, and so he served those purposes well. He got us. He started lots of wars, and he got a lot of governments to fall, and that probably helped George Soros on an international basis for investment. But maybe he didn't do everything Soros did, you know, because there's a lot of the globalists aren't all allies. They're allied in some things, but the competitors in others. Maybe Barack Obama enriched other globalists and not particularly George Soros. So.
Let's see. Hillary Clinton's report, the Investors Business Daily reports, Soros gave $9 million to the pro-Clinton super PAC, was able to dictate State Department policy in Albania. Also, Soros recently identified with Clinton's vice president in pain when she was running for president against Donald Trump.
Yeah, this shows the weakness of the American system, because when someone like Soros can give $9 million to a candidate, and then when they get in power, get them to do what he wants in some foreign country where he can make hundreds of millions or billions controlling the government, getting government contracts, they consider it a very good investment, even though as Christians we see completely immoral. But they don't have any morality. It's one reason why foreigners like that should not be allowed to make donations to political candidates in the country, because they're basically taking their sovereign sovereignty away and manipulating national governments for personal interests. But thankfully, she didn't become president. Huh.
Yeah.
She would have made America a Marxist dictatorship overnight.
On something we cover regularly at Order Militaris, the invasion of the Muslims in the Europe.
Generally speaking, someone like Soros is going to favor Islamic immigration because cheap labor. You get constant political strife. You can justify the breakdown and destruction of Christianity and of all Christian morals, because someone like Soros, who lives only for money, people who think he's dishonest. He hates people who think that he has to live by morals, which he's never lived by. And so Islam is the ultimate, you know, stab in the back kind of thing. But also because Soros comes from a circle of Jews there in Hungary who were, though they were persecuted by the Nazis, were friendly with the Nazis. The overall Nazi plan was always to ally with the Muslims against Christians. So Soros is continuing in that effort. He's invested a lot of money in what's called open society. Open society. Party movement, which attempted to break down the Christian nations of Eastern Europe and around the world. It's targeted Hungary and Poland in particular. And Hungary has been about the only country that's really stood up to him, with Tudor, who's not a Catholic, he's a Calvinist. But he knows Soros' number, and he knows the games he plays. I think he got the Soros-funded university run by Soros' son shut down. Understands the kind of manipulation Soros is involved in. Soros doesn't buy one report in a newspaper. Soros tends to control the whole information or intellectual section of society, just so that they can make decisions that make him personally well. That's pretty much, I think, all he cares about. Even breaking down morals, I think, is only because it helps them make money.
Wasn't this open source Open Society Foundation also responsible for the ships coming into Italy?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the big ships that was pumping in illegals to Italy, it was from Northern Europe, I think it was appropriately in Germany, and it had funding from Soros organizations. They were being organized by the German secret police, so they were tied to the Merkel government, and that's just the kind of things they want to do. And even though most of the illegal immigrants that enter Italy go right straight to Germany, where they get big social welfare payments. And it's another way of taking money from the state, because you get everyone's welfare, then all that money goes to commercial products, which are bought by some companies, which your friends control. So it's a way of cycling money back into the system. It's a way of getting a criminal control over a country through your economy. And illegal immigrant thing is all about that. That's why it won't stop illegal. It didn't stop illegal immigration in the United States for decades, because we're all involved in this restructuring of the economy, because they don't want to pay an honest salary. They don't want to pay someone they can force to take a lower salary because he doesn't have the documents and he feels threatened and vulnerable. So I guess Soros must be upset because the Bill Gates scam of the COVID-19 got all this illegals not kicked out of the country or not to come into the country. So now they're wanting on labor. And it's hurt the economy, so they're wanting on retail sales. So there might be some fallout among Gates and Soros over that.
Yeah. On the same foundation, it looks like through it, he funds Black Lives Matter to the tune of $33 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea of the open society groups is to promote democracy and civil liberties. So if that's the case, why is he funding Antifa, which goes around ripping down statues, burning build churches, smashing stores, and killing people? So you can see that what people like Soros and Gates invest in, what they claim the reason why they do it, is not the reason why they do it. What they're doing it is for money. And that's why I think all the mayhem in the United States, it serves them, because if you can't go shopping downtown because you're afraid of being attacked, how are you going to go shopping? You'll buy online. So you'll buy from Amazon, you'll buy some online dealer. Then you have to buy online, then your money is being processed by some payment company. And that's, so part of that money is being siphoned off to someone. So you're forced to enter an economic system where your money is going from your pocket into the hands of maybe those who caused that system to come into being by funding terrorist organization like Antifa. But that's why, you know, I don't think anything was going to be done to Antifa, because if you declared Antifa terrorists and actually start arresting them and investigating who funded them, well, you'd have to arrest your best friend and invested $160 million in your hotel, and that's not going to ever happen. Won't happen under Biden, too, if Biden wins the election, because they're both, you know, sources smart enough to buy off both sides.
This year, number nine, it looks like, well, Soros has increased his multi-million-dollar investments in both U.S. and foreign companies that extract shale oil and gas. The Obama administration championed natural gas as a less carbon-intensive age fuel for a clean energy fuel future. Let's see here. And this natural gas is also, that they're using, is also owned by George Soros.
Yeah, I know. It's just like all those protests we saw some years ago about shipping oil, about the oil pipeline from Canada down to New Orleans. Some of the big funders against it was Buffett. He was against the oil pipeline. Why? Because he owns the railway company that was shipping the oil. So when any of these people claim they care about the environment, what they're really saying is I care about my companies making money. They don't really care about the environment. It's just fraud. And anyone, any of these liberals on major networks who say they care about Antifa, they know exactly what they're doing by pushing Antifa, they're pushing the agenda of George Soros, and they're doing what he said. That's why they all agree. It shows you how much they're all bought up. We had real independent media the way it was when I was a kid. Every station said a different thing. Every station had its own political view. It's just not true anymore. You just switch the dials and find the same message. Even Fox News more and more is just picking up the agenda of CNN and other stations like that, point by point, loop by loop.
And then the last paragraph looks like, in 2009, the political advocacy also tends to blend with his investment. He proposed that the developed countries create the Green Fund to combat climate change. In developing countries, by directing billions from the International Monetary Fund toward forestry, land use, and agricultural projects. Soros' fund controls more than a $200 million stake in Adecoagro, a Luxembourg-based company that owns hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland in South America and would benefit from the IMF cash institution.
It's a standard little scam. Say one thing and redirect money, you know. So you do a political cartoon of Georgi Schwartz, it would be a man with like 20 hands, all of them in other people's pockets, and some of them in government. So that's the classic Rothschild strategy. You get the government to make a decision that will enrich the company you invest in.
Yeah. Okay, this has been Ordo Militaris Radio TV re-recording our video program, Who is George Soros and Why is He So Powerful? I'll link the video show to the blog talk radio page, then share it around, okay? It's at the 28-minute, 11-second mark. Pick it up right there. And this is Ordo Militaris Radio, signing off. Beautiful.